Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
Our lesson for today is about possessing the things of God. God's full power and victory operates through yielded vessels. He looks for people who will yield to His plan. He looks for human vessels like you and I, who will willingly work the works of God. People who have poured themselves out to Him, who have learned His word. People who has discerned and can discern His voice. They must be a people who will walk in obedience and be a committed vessel to God. God can find the same hunger in your heart for more of Him, the same hunger that was in Mary's heart, the hungry heart that cries out for more of Him, to serve Him. That's what God wants. He wants us to cry out to Him so that we can serve Him in the beauty of holiness. And then He will act to use you in a powerful anointing that will surpass your greatest expectations. He will know that you want to be full of the Spirit of God, that you will be led by the Spirit of God, that you want to be anointed by the Spirit of God, and He will perform the exploits He desires to perform through you to reach a world of need. The whole world is in need of God. We know that Jesus fulfilled His part. He filled God's plan for us. He adopted us, and He gave us His power and authority. Now we must willingly yield ourselves to move in God's timing. You know, saints of God, it's time now. The timing is right now that we should be moving and deeper into the things of God. Not staying on the surface, but moving deeper into the things of God and into His timing. We should willingly yield ourselves to receive the strength that is flowing from the throne and willingly obey His leading. We must yield ourselves and be ready for an experience as ministers of God that will revolutionize our life and all those that reaches out to us, and that we reach out to them in the name of Jesus. That's what we should be doing right now. You know, man was created to be a minister to God and to man. When we yield ourselves to God, present ourselves as living sacrifices unto God, then are we meet, are we fit to be a partaker in the kingdom experience, and we can possess the things that God has given us to possess. We know that the word possess means to own, to have, to hold, to occupy, to control. It means influence, ownership, property, and things possessed. The principles of possession, they're simple. Caleb and Joshua showed us how to take hold and to occupy a promise from God. The 12 spies were sent out. 10 came back with an evil report. And you know what that report was? You know what made that report evil? It says God had given them the land. He told Moses and Aaron to go and possess the land. You know, when God give you something, you know, when He gives something to us, then what we're supposed to do is take it. You know, when He sends us to take something, we're supposed to take it. He expects us to do as He commands. You know, we do know that when God gives you an assignment, He empowers us, He anoints us, He enables us, and He strengthens us to do the job. So those 10 spies, you know, they said to Moses and to the children of Israel that they weren't able to take the land, you know. And in a sense, they were calling God a liar. This was their big mistake. This was the big mistake that they made, and they paid for that mistake with their lives. We know that all the Bible is given to us for our benefits, so that when we read these scriptures, like I just read or just talked about Caleb and Joshua taking the land, we know that when God gives us anything, our response should be one of thanksgiving. That's the first thing we should do. And then we should go on and possess whatever he told us to possess. Go ahead and take it. And our lesson is about possessing the things of God. That's what our lesson is about. We want to go over the principles of possessing. Number one, it's yielded vessels. Number two, human vessels. Number three, willing vessels. Number four, obedience. Number five, people who know his voice. Number six, people that are hungry for him. These are the principles and the ways that we can possess the things that God has given us. And the first thing we're going to talk about possessing is wealth. We know that there's much wealth in the land, that God has given us wealth and riches, silver and gold, and all the riches that's in the world. God has given those things to us. He didn't give them to the people in heaven because they don't need them. They're already rich. He put that down here for us here on the earth. In Proverbs 13 and 22, it says, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. God said he would give us the wealth of the heathen. That's found in Psalms 2 and 8. And God has given us riches and wealth in our house. That's Psalms 112 and 3. God gives us power to get wealth. Oh my God, he gives us power to get wealth. It should be a lot of wealthy people in the world today. And the reason that it's not is because we don't know how to go in to the Word of God and possess the things that he has given us. Another reason could be that we just don't believe it. And he said he would give us power to get wealth. That's found in Deuteronomy 8:18. And our barns will be filled with plenty. That's found in Proverbs 3, 9 through 10. And I'm going to read that for you. And it says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruits of all thine increase. If you listen to this, this scripture here is giving us, it's giving us how to possess this particular thing that he's talking about in this verse. And it says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruits of all thine increase. You got to honor the Lord with your substance and with your first fruits. You know, long time ago, they used to bring vegetables and fruit out of the first crop that they get. They would bring vegetables and fruit. But today, we don't need to do that. You know, now, if you have a church that accepts that, and they have a food bank or something that feed the poor, that would be fine. You still can do that. But right now, God is looking for our monetary substances. It is anything that we get that's increased, that's an increase. You know, if somebody gives us a birthday gift of $100 or $1,000, we need to take 10% out of that and give it to the Lord. That's when your barns, verse 10, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty and thou possess the things that God has given us. This is how we're going to possess them, saints. Our barns is going to be filled with plenty, and our presses is going to burst forth with new wine. This is the way God expects us to get this particular blessing. The way we get this blessing is to give of our substance to the Lord. Give of our first increase to the Lord. This is how this particular verse is going to work and you're going to get the things that you need out of that verse. We want to go back to Psalms 112, 1 through 3. And it says, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fear the Lord, that delight greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Now, saints, listen at how you're going to get this blessing. This is a particular blessing that you want. You know, in the book of Psalms 112, 1 through 3, this is how you're going to get the wealth in this particular verse and chapter. It says, praise. You got to praise God. You got to bless God. You're going to fear the Lord. You're going to delight greatly in his commandments. See, it's work for you to do in this. You're just not going to get it by sitting down, reading the verses, confessing the verses, and thanking God for the verses. Nope. You got to praise him. You got to bless the Lord. You got to fear the Lord. You got to delight yourself greatly in his commandments. That means you got to do those commandments. And it says, then his seed, the person that do this, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. That's your children. They will be mighty upon the earth. It says, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. It says, wealth and riches shall be in his house. This is the blessing that when we praise God, bless God, fear the Lord, delight greatly in the Lord's commandments, keep those commandments, then this is when we're going to get the wealth and the riches shall be in our house. And his righteousness endureth forever. We know, saints, that if we want the righteousness of God to endure forever in our home, and that we have these blessings, this wealth and this health is going to be in our house, then we know that we're going to have to do these things. We're going to have to praise him every day. We're going to have to bless his holy name every day. We're going to have to fear the Lord. We're going to have to delight greatly in his commandments. That means just do his commandments. And health and riches will be in our wealth and riches will be in our house. And the second thing we need to do is we need to know that the things that we need to have complete ownership of, we need to have complete ownership of the health and healing of our bodies, minds, soul, and spirits. And the only way we can take complete ownership, the only way we can possess this, is through the Word of God and doing exactly what he said. And we want to talk about health and healing. It says healing is our bread. That's found in Matthew 15 and 26. It says, Jesus was passing through the coast of Tyre and Sidon, and he met this Canaanite woman. And that's found in Matthew 15, 22 and 28. And it says, verse 22 says, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast, and she cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and blessed and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cried after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet, or it's not fit, to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. And verse 27 says, she said, true, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus